AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It is halftime here at Coldwater High School. The Quincy Orioles lead the Coldwater Cardinals 31-28. Our halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to both the Cardinals and the Orioles. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887. Where their employees have over 200 years of experience, 230 to be more precise. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. First, for the visiting Quincy Orioles, Chase Cook with two. Jake Ryder with nine. Jordan Seekander with two. Michael Tesh with eight. And Nick Haberl leading all scorers at this point with 10. Those are the 31 that are up on the board right now for the Orioles. For Coldwater, meanwhile, Luke Beckhusen with six. Michael Magos with five. Blaze Watson, two. Ryan Mock, four. Logan Taggart, five. And Nate Waterbury, six. Those are the 28 points that are up for Coldwater. By the quarters, Quincy with a 16-13 edge in the first quarter, 15-15 tie in the second. Shooting percentages, 13 of 33 for Quincy in the first half, 39.4%. 1 of 5 from the three-point line, 20%. 4 of 5 from the free throw line, 80%. No free throws taken by Quincy in the second quarter, incidentally. For Coldwater, 9 of 25 shooting, field goal percentage of 36%. 1 of 8 from the three-point line, 12.5%. 9 of 11 from the free throw line, 81.8%. Coldwater with a slight 20-18 edge on the rebounds. 8 offensive, 10 defensive for Quincy. 7 offensive, 13 defensive for Coldwater. Turnovers, 12 for Coldwater, 8 for Quincy. 10-10 stalemate in points off of those turnovers. Bench points, Coldwater with 12, Quincy with nothing. Second chance points, 8-0 favor Coldwater. 5 ties, 3 late changes, and the biggest lead anyone's had so far tonight. The 8-point lead for Quincy, 16-8 in the second quarter.
Well, Sean, Quincy has been very impressive getting the ball down the floor. Boy, they fly on a made basket or press break. They beat us down the floor a number of times. And if not for a number of missed layups on their part, they would be probably looking at a 10-12-point lead. They are very athletic, very fast. They're very aggressive offensive rebounding, too. The Cardinals, as you said, free throw shooting has really been strong for them tonight and kept them in it, 9 of 11. I thought Waterbury gave them a spark off the bench there on some drives. And if they can keep attacking, I think they're going to be right there.
Yeah, taking a look at the Quincy schedule for the remainder of the week. After tonight, they play at Centerville on Wednesday, and they get right back into Big 8 action on Friday at Athens. Tomorrow, weather permitting, Coldwater travels to Galesburg, Augusta to face the Rams. I think this will be the first time that Coldwater and GA have met each other.
I think you're right, Sean, and they're a tough team. That'll be a good matchup for the Cardinals tomorrow night. Another point here about that first half, boy, Quincy has three players that are really scoring well for them. Number 11, Jake Ryder with nine.
Yep.
Tesh with eight. Yeah, and
Haberl with 10.
And Haberl with 10. Boy, that's some outstanding balance.
After Tuesday night, provided they get that game in, the Cardinals are back in action Friday night. It's a varsity girls and boys doubleheader at Sturgis, and we've been following the Sturgis-Marshall makeup game throughout the evening. The last score we had, Sturgis leading Marshall by just 6, 28-22, and that was in the end of the third quarter.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing I'm sure Coach Kelly is stressing in the locker room, the Cardinals would like to cut down on those turnovers. Quincy got some of them off the full court press and then some just in the half court. The Cardinals would like to take care of the ball a little better.
In the underclassmen games, Coldwater barely edged Quincy. Quincy's attempt at the comeback fell short, 52-51. This was in the JV game. 25 points from Colin Warner on the other side of the table. 24 for Nick Carney and 10 for Quinn Eifert. Quincy outscored Coldwater in that fourth quarter, 24-14, but it wound up being just 1 point short.
Wow, 24 points in a quarter. That's outstanding.
Especially JV level. Mm-hmm. The freshman game went to Coldwater against Penfield, 51-33. In that game, lots of balance. Zach Murphy, Eric Roberts with 9, and Austin Butler with 6, Eric Bach with 5, Colin Torrey with 5, and Vinny Baroni with 5.
Just a couple things about our freshman team, Sean, there. And they have two players up on the JVs, and still we have a lot of depth. We can go 9 or 10 players and be very competitive.
31-28, Quincy leads Coldwater at halftime of the varsity game. Second half coming up in a minute. You're listening to Branch County High School Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of our broadcast. We will name players of the game for both Coldwater and Quincy. It's brought to you by McDonald's of Branch County. From the WTVB scoreboard, it's now a final. Sturgis held off Marshall in a makeup smack East Boys basketball game tonight, 48-39. Quincy ball to start the second half. They lead 31-28. They'll move the bucket from our left to our right. Coldwater from right to left as we have switched sides. Tesh at the top of the key to Nick Haberl on the right wing. Bounce pass to Logan Miller. Spin move. Shoots over the double team down the middle. It's short ball slap. That almost went in for Haberl, but it came out to the Cardinals. Left you speechless, didn't it, Mike?
He just slapped at that.
And it almost went in. When the bounces are going your way, well, if the bounces were going more Quincy's way, like you said, it very well could be a more lopsided game in favor of the Orioles. They just lead by 3 right now. Coldwater ball. Bounce pass comes inside to Ryan Mock. Splits the double team block from behind. Got the ball back outside to Blaze Watson. Down the middle. Runner doesn't go in, but he's fouled.
So Blaze will go to the line and get 2. Good hustle by Mock. He tried to come around with the reverse underneath, and it got blocked, but he was able to get the loose ball.
Nick Haberl picking up his first foul, team first in the second half for Quincy. Oh, to the free throw line for Blaze Watson. First one takes a couple bounces and finally falls through the cylinder. Blaze shooting 53.3% from the charity stripe. Coming into tonight's game, 8-15. Second one, he bricked it short. I don't know if he meant to do that or not.
Just a little short. Didn't get his legs into it.
31-29 after that split from the free throw line for Coldwater. Here's Quincy ball. Chase Cook with a low dribble. Went between his legs, manages to pick it back up. Magels is mugging him. The Quincy superfans are begging for a foul. And Scott Rotisiler will call a 30-second timeout. Settle things down a little bit. We're going to stay here with Quincy leading Coldwater 31-29 for about 10 seconds or so. The Quincy superfans opposite end of the gym were begging for a foul to be whistled against Michael Magos as he was wrapped around Chase Cook like a cheap suit.
Good to see Michael playing some good defense out top there. Just about got a steal. I was going to mention too, Sean, I had both of these classes, the seniors and the juniors. I coached them in seventh grade. And I
was going to say, you still coach one of the seventh grade teams, right?
Yes. I did the B team last year, and Coach Spangler did the A team. But I had these guys as the A team, and they're just really a good group of guys. And I know Coach Kelly enjoys them from that aspect too.
Quincy ball coming out of the timeout. Here's Chase Cook near the half court line. Mako's almost poked the ball away again. Here's Ryder. Up top it comes to Miller. The Cardinals back man-to-man defensively. Blaze almost got the steal away from Nick Haberl. Comes inside to Logan Miller. Poked away by Logan Taggart, but Taggart's going to be assessed the foul. His first team, first of the second half. No scoring yet here in this third quarter, aside from the one free throw by Blaze Watson. 31-29, Quincy hanging on to a two-point lead. Cook lofts the ball to Logan Miller on the right wing. Mox there guarding him, now moves up top. Finds Cook to reset. Here's a dribble drive down the middle. Scoop shot is good for Chase Cook.
Really a nice move.
33-29, the lead four once again for Quincy over Coldwater. The Cardinals are able to break the pass. Long throw to Ryan Mock. He calmly moves to the left elbow and drains a jumper.
Nice job by Ryan. 6 points for him now.
After that exchange of buckets, I've got him with just three. Evidently, I forgot to write down some buckets somewhere along the line. A miss by Quincy. I'll take your word for it. Carrying the ball is the call against Coldwater as they were trying to run the fast break. Michael Magos just a little bit too eager finding that seam in the Quincy defense.
Michael was doing a nice job coming down, and he does tend to do that at times. He kind of brings his hand from the bottom to the top. Got caught that time.
33-31, Quincy leading Coldwater. Moving off the screen is Ryder. Now it comes to the right wing. The ball taken away from Ryder by Grant Maurer.
Nice steal by Grant.
Ryder is guarding Grant as Quincy is extending the 2-3 zone defense. Coldwater doing what we've sometimes seen them do these past few games, going to slowdown mode. Michael Magos on the right wing. Now he'll back it out to the midcourt stripe to Maurer on the left wing. Couple pump fakes as the double team comes in on him. Blaze Watson forces up a shot, misses. Rebound putback doesn't go in for Mock. He's fouled. He'll go up for two.
Excellent job by Ryan. Blaze trying to go to the baseline, and Quincy was in their 2-3 zone. And when you're anywhere near the paint, more than one dribble against the zone can get you into problems. And he was forced to put one up, but Ryan Mock did a nice job, and he hits the first free throw.
The foul on Tesh is his third, team second. 33-32, Quincy for the tie. Swish. Mock drains both of them. It's a 33-33 tie. Under 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Here comes Chase Cook with the ball for Quincy. Finds Nick Haberl on the right wing. Up top, it's going to come to Miller. Puts the ball down on the ground, trying to post up on the high blocks against Mock. Mock pokes it away. Loose ball taken away by Blaze Watson. One on two break. Layup missed. Rebound putback doesn't go on for Mock. How about a third chance? No, but it comes back out to the perimeter. Mock trying to feed Taggart. Whistle.
Yeah, what's our call here?
It's going to be a Quincy foul against Logan Miller. He picks up his third.
Boy, that was an excellent sequence by the Cardinals.
That's going to get Fear and Seekander into the Quincy lineup. Coming to the bench is Logan Miller and also Michael Tesh. Grant Maurer will inbound the ball in front of the Cardinal Crazies, the East Court. Offing it to Ryan Mock. Touch pass to Magos. Now to the free throw line. A bank shot for Logan Taggart. How about that?
Logan will take it.
Ball almost stolen in the Quincy front court by Grant Maurer on a low pass to Jake Ryder. It's out of bounds off of Maurer. Quincy with a fresh chance. 4:24 left to play in the third quarter. Quincy now trailing Coldwater by two, 35-33. Bounce pass comes to Seekander on the right corner. Now up top to Cook. Couple pump fakes with Magos guarding him as the Cardinals are playing man-to-man defense. The feed inside. Seekander, reverse shot, doesn't go in. Got the rebound, stripped away, right back to Ryder. And the pass intended other side of the blocks for Seekander, deflected and out of bounds off of Coldwater.
Coldwater's playing a little more aggressively defensively, Sean, I think, since the break. And it's paying some good dividends here.
Taggart giving a breather. Hadley comes in for him. Exactly 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter, 35-33 Coldwater. The inbound comes to Michael Fear. Now off a screen set by Fear. Here's Chase Cook moving to the right wing. Dribble drive down the middle. Ryder, the runner doesn't go in. Ball slapped to Seekander. Right elbow jumper's good. Tied up again at 35. It's a steal. Other end of the floor. Cardinals get it right back in the backcourt. Here's Blaze Watson. Stopping, popping. Rolls off the hoop on a shot from the right elbow. Rebound put back by Hadley. Yes! And one.
Real nice job by Hadley. He was open on the wing. Blaze chose to take the elbow jumper, but then Hadley aggressively went to the board and picked up that rebound, and now he's going to go for the three-point play.
Nick Haberl picking up his second foul, team fourth. Cardinals regain the lead, 37-35, with 3:30 left to play in the third quarter. Hadley's attempt at the free throw is just short. It drew iron. Here come the Orioles. Cook with the ball, trying to throw it to Seekander, intercepted by Ryan Hadley. Ryan Hadley had numbers. He misses underneath. Ball taken away by Nick Haberl. He and Hadley are crashing into each other in the Oriole backcourt, and it's going to be a foul against Ryan Mock away from where all that was.
Boy, nice job by Hadley. He got the steal, and he went in. He had a nice angle at the layup, just a little too hard.
Mock's second foul is the team's second. It will be Quincy Ball out of bounds in the backcourt. 3:12 and counting left to play in the third quarter. They trail Coldwater 37-35. Here's Chase Cook up top. Ball almost taken away from Seekander. Three-pointer is good for Michael Fear from the right wing. Quincy with a one-point lead, 38-37. They're throwing out the diamond press, and they force Waterbury to double dribble.
Yep, yeah, the wings were covered, and Nate kind of got a little anxious there.
Haberl inbounds to Cook. Waterbury trailing him on the man-to-man defense. Loose ball on the bounce pass picked up by Blaze Watson. Ahead to Ryan Mock. Finally catches up to the dribble. He's on the left corner. Drives baseline. Cut off to a streaking Hadley. That would have been interesting. Ball slap picked up by Maurer. He can't get it to go in. Tipping doesn't go in for Mock. Ball taken down by Haberl. Ahead, Cook. Finding a streaking Jake Ryder. Reverse doesn't go in. Rebound by Hadley. Long home run pass taken in the backcourt by Fair.
Back and forth action. Trading turnovers there.
Big grin on Ryan Kelly's face saying, slow down, guys. I don't think my heart can handle this. Here's a post-up move by Nick Haberl. It's short. Thanks to pressure coming from Mock. Here come the Cardinals. Waterbury to Mock, thought three, but we'll take a jumper from inside the perimeter and drain it.
Quincy seems to bring out the best in Ryan Mock. He's got 10 now.
39-38, the Cardinals regain the lead. A minute 44 and counting left to play in the third quarter. Cook and Waterbury battling each other. They're down on the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow pointing back to Coldwater.
Good job by Nate there to tie up and
get
the
possession.
Did I say
Nick? I meant Nate.
Yeah, exactly. But they've hassled Cook out at the point a little bit these last few times, and it's caused some turnovers.
Nate Waterbury to Blaze Watson. Now comes back to Nate. Grant Maurer, left corner, two-time. Now to Blaze Watson on the right wing. Give it on the weave to Mock. Comes back outside. Into Watson, bounce pass. Somehow saved by Grant Maurer, and he gets the layup to go in. Quickly, other end of the floor. Coldwater with a three-point lead, 41-38. Here's Quincy with the ball. Chase Cook getting up to the top of the key. slow things down and reset things. Jordan Seekander on the right corner, moves to his left. Mox hawking him. Bounce pass tracked down by Cook before it rolls into the super fans. 50 seconds and counting left to play in the third quarter. The Orioles trail by three, 41-38. Here's Cook, a feed inside. Haverhill count the bucket and one. They caught the Cardinals napping that time.
That was a nice pass from Cook. It looked like he was going to get the shot from around the elbow, and he made a nice pass down low to Haverhill for a layup.
Blaze Watson assessed the foul, his second, team third. So 44 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Haverhill to try and tie it up. In and out, it's still a one-point lead. Mox saved it. His ankles were out of bounds. He's pushed out of bounds, and looks like we're going to get a Quincy foul, much to the disgust of the fans surrounding us.
This game's really starting to take on the aspect of the cross-county rivalry.
Seekander with his first foul, team fifth. It'll be Coldwater ball in the backcourt, leading by just one, 41-40.
Fans are getting into it. Quincy showing a 1-3-1 now.
It's the first time they've been in a 1-3-1 tonight, right?
I think so.
Mowers on the left wing. Bounce pass to Nate Waterbury. Dribble drives along the left baseline. Shoots from the right. Blacks. It's stolen by the Orioles off the miss. Whistle and a Coldwater foul. Ryan Hadley shrugging his shoulders. Wasn't quite what he had in mind. Hadley with his third foul, team fourth.
Jordan Butler is going to come in, make an appearance for Ryan this last 17 seconds of the third.
Butler, a 6'3 junior, comes in as Hadley looks a little gassed coming to the bench. Now it's the Orioles with a chance for the final shot of the quarter. They trail by 141-40. Chase Cook. Logan Miller's trying to set a screen for Cook. Shot from the elbow, in and out and in. 42-41, home run pass, caught by one of the Cardinal crazies in the front row. Quincy with a 42-41 lead after three quarters of play. Back in a minute, you're listening to Branch County High School boys basketball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson and Mike Murphy, Mike's side. Fourth quarter of this big cross-county battle in boys basketball between Quincy and Coldwater. The Orioles lead the Cardinals 42-21. Quincy ball to start the fourth quarter. Nick Haverhill inbounds to Chase Cook, also out there for the Orioles, Jake Ryder, Logan Miller, and Michael Fair. Cook on the right wing. Coldwater counters with Beck Hughes and Magos, Watson, Butler, and Mock. Here's Miller, top of the key, posting up. Blocked by Blaze. Here comes Michael Magos with a steal. Magos had a one-on-two break. Loose ball picked up by Blaze, turns around, shoots it short. Haverhill with a rebound. Back to the court to our right we go. Here's Chase Cook to the right wing. Logan Miller, just a shoulder put into him by Jordan Butler. Butler's going to be assessed the foul. After all the hard, rugged play, just a seemingly ticky-tacky foul assessed to Butler. Yeah. His first, team fifth, he comes out, Taggart comes in. You're saying?
I thought Coldwater kind of turned up the defense there in the third quarter. And a little more intense, a little more aggressive, and it paid dividends.
Oh, 5-second call. Cook cannot get the ball inbounded.
Quincy didn't get quite as many wide open looks as they had in that first half.
Here come the Cardinals with a chance to retake the lead. Beck Hughes and Tomagos. Watson on the left wing. Triple team collapses on him. Gets a one-handed baby hook shot to go in.
Little off balance, but it went.
And he was looking at the other end of the floor as the ball left his fingers. He manages to get it in and give the Cardinals a one-point lead. Uh-oh, not for long if the Orioles have anything to do with it. Tesh back in. Saves the ball to Habrol, trying to post up on the right baseline. The feed inside to Tesh. Fadeaway Jay is short. Loose ball. Habrol trying to collect it, but he stepped out of bounds as he tried to bounce it off of the Coldwater players. Technical foul is going to be tossed in there as well. Nick Habrol's not a happy camper as Habrol picks up the tee. He is still arguing with the referee. Scott Rodesiler trying to calm Jimmy King down.
I'm not sure what Habrol's saying. He's pleading his case a little, but I wasn't watching to see what transpired there.
Nick Habrol was trying to save the ball out of bounds. His assertion was that he was still in bounds as he was trying to bounce the ball off of the Coldwater players, and he let in some language that was unacceptable to the referee. So Ryan Mock, team's best free throw shooter, to take the technical free throws, drains the first. Puts him up to 11 points for the night, right?
Yeah, I think he's at 7 in this half.
And now 8. Coldwater will get the ball back, but this time from midcourt instead of having to inbound in the backcourt.
See if the Cardinals can cash in on this, take advantage of this opportunity.
After the made technical free throws, it's 45-42 Coldwater. Here's Magos. Right wing three. Bounces. Went over the backboard. Out of bounds to Quincy.
Coach Kelly saying that's all right, Michael. We want you to shoot that ball. And he's an excellent shooter.
The rim's a little bit hard tonight, but nothing like the hoops in the Quincy gym. Chase Cook's attempt at the bounce pass deflected by Beck Hughes and out of bounds. Quincy will reset. 6:25 left to play in regulation.
Luke and Nate Waterbury have both really, really done a nice job on Cook.
Set play trying to run the give and go to Jake Ryder. One problem, Ryder forgot to put the ball down on the floor as they receive the pass on the left baseline. Traveling violation, ball back to Coldwater. Blaze Watson bounce pass to Beck Hewson as they break the Oriole press. Now Magos, top of the key, dribble drive, finding Taggart, 17-foot jumper, rolls in for him.
Biggest lead for the Cardinals, right, Sean?
47-42, it's right up there, and the Orioles lose the ball out of bounds. Scott Rodesiler has seen enough. He calls a full timeout with 6 minutes left. 47-42, the Cardinals of Coldwater lead by 5. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Branch County High School Boys Basketball on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4521.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
47-42, the Cardinals of Coldwater with their biggest lead of the night. You were telling me during the break that the defensive pressure, the technical foul assist against Nick Habro, all contributing factors here.
Yeah, to the Cardinals' biggest lead. Let's see if they can expand.
Blaze Watson blocked by a double team underneath. He's tying up Michael Tesh. He got the rip away. Looks like Blaze is going to be assessed the foul, though.
That was just one of those where Coach Kelly would like to have Blaze kick that out. He dribbled into a double team and then tried to shoot. It's just one of those things. You can get a better shot there.
47-42, Coldwater leading Quincy, 5:40 left in regulation. Here's Chase Cook moving off a Tesha screen to the right wing. The give is to Michael, check that, that's Jake Ryder. Moving off of his screen to Cook, back to Ryder, top of the key, dribble, kick it out. Here's Fair for three, bounces off the rim, does not go in, rebound put back, though, does go in for Jake Ryder. That's his first points of the second half. Orioles draw to within three, 47-44. They're throwing out a 2-1-2 zone press. Cardinals able to break it. Here's Blaze Watson. Finds Luke Beck-Husen on the left wing. The feed inside to Mock. Leaves it short. Loose ball. Collected by Tesh. Cook ahead to a streaking Jake Ryder. Bounce pat. No. He's going to take it himself and score. Jake Ryder's getting heated up for the Orioles. And the Cardinals lead by just one, 47-46.
Right out of the timeout, a couple big baskets for Quincy.
Cardinals able to break the press. Here's a jumper by Blaze Watson, one and done. Loose ball comes to Jake Ryder. One on two break. Misses a layup because of the pressure coming in from behind. I think Beckhusen's going to be assessed the foul.
Jake Ryder, a nice job. He's an impressive ball player for Quincy. He's made these last couple baskets, and now he's going to the line to try and give the Orioles the lead again here. 4:39 to go.
Beckhusen with his first foul. That is the team's seventh against the Cardinals. Quincy's going to be in the bonus. Shooting foul. Left-hander Jake Ryder, though, misses the front end of that trip to the charity stripe.
Those last couple trips down for Coldwater didn't get quite as good of shots as they were earlier.
Ryder just a 58% free throw shooter. Misses both of them. Beckhusen with a rebound. It remains 47-46 Coldwater. 4:35 left in regulation. Ryan Mock, alley-oop pass to Logan Taggart, trying to post up the reverse. Can't get the spin to go in. Ball slaps to the Orioles. Here comes Chase Cook. Chase Cook quickly other end of the bucket. It's short. Ball ping-pongs to Mock underneath. Gives to Michael May. Goes for going back the other way. 47-46 Coldwater. 4:12 left in regulation. May goes to Waterbury. Nate Waterbury is on the left wing. Dribble driving off a Taggart screen. Layup good.
Oh, he split the defense there. Nice left-handed layup.
49-46. Quickly other end of the floor. Fair. Count the bucket and one. Logan Taggart with a look of disbelief. Waterbury is going to be assessed the foul. It's his first. It's a team eight.
Coldwater was kind of hoping that foul occurred on the floor. Maybe that was a little bit of an NBA continuation there.
Fair for the tie. Yes. And Nick Habro will come back in for Fair for the Orioles. Five on the floor right now for Quincy. It is Chase Cook, Jake Ryder, Nick Habro, Logan Miller, and Michael Tesh, the starters. Nate Waterbury, double team sideline right. The ball comes out to Magos. Ryan Mock on the baseline left side, cut off by a double team. Finds an open Taggart. Snuck in behind the defense, got the layup. The Cardinals retake the lead. 51-49, 3:32 left in regulation. Cook out to Logan Miller. Strong move down the middle. Scoop shot. Yes!
Boy, this game is heating up. Just end-to-end outstanding action.
51-51 stalemate. 3:18 left in regulation. Beckhusen trapped by a triple team. Back left corner finds Waterbury. Inside Taggart. Rejected by Nick Haberl. Mock comes up with a loose ball. Trying to post up. Draws a foul. So Coldwater's going to be in the bonus the rest of the night as Logan Miller picks up his fourth foul. Team seven.
So Mock back at the line where he has made a living tonight.
I only have him with one miss.
Yeah.
And so far so good. First one is good, giving the Cardinals a lead once again, 52-51, 3:10 left in regulation. Second one is good. Coldwater up two.
Last time down here at this end, Sean, Ryan Mock, he dribbled into a double team, but instead of jacking it up, he made a beautiful bounce pass to Taggart.
Miller out, Fair back in. Miller with his four fouls. Quincy ball tied up at 52s again. The runner is a little wild, and it comes underneath a Waterbury. Here's Magos, wide open, left corner, three! Coldwater retakes the lead, 55-52. Other end of the floor, Michael Fair with a move to the right baseline. Orioles trail by one, 55-54. Quincy's pressing. Waterbury still on the backcourt, throws the ball to Beckhusen, catches, bounce pass to Magos on the right wing. Quincy gets back into their defensive set, 2-3 zone. Here's Waterbury on the left wing. Up top to Magos, launches another triple. Bam! Again!
Michael Magos.
Timeout, Quincy. It's a four-point Oriole deficit. 58-54, Coldwater with 2:12 left in regulation. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Branch County High School Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Trouble with your car, truck, or van starting this winter? Is it running rough or noisy? Get back on the road with Odorin's Auto Service. Odorin's is a full garage and certified mechanics to repair anything, foreign or domestic, and do it affordably. From a starter to exhaust to complete engine replacement, stick this number in your phone or wallet. 279-1851. 279-1851. They're on US 12 just east of Meyer. From the tow to getting you back on the go. Trust Odorin's Auto Service of Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard, end of the third quarter, St. Joseph leading Three Rivers 50-28. I bring that up because Three Rivers is hosting the Class B district that Coldwater is going to be in coming up the first week of March.
Yes, that's right, Sean. Boy, this Cardinals, two big outside shots by Magos and Ryan Mock's free throws.
It's actually now 59-53 as they weren't sure if it was a three or a long two. They did correctly give him a three, so the Cardinals lead by six. Quincy Ball coming out of their timeout, 2:12 left to play in regulation. Quincy with two timeouts left, Coldwater with four. Both teams in the bonus, Coldwater with eight fouls, Quincy with seven. Possession arrow, if there is a tie-up pointing toward Coldwater, they lead by six. Feed from Cook inside. Bounce pass Nick Haberl. Lost connection looking for Tesh, but it went out of bounds. But still a six-point lead for Coldwater. They are going to face a 2-2-1 zone press.
They've done a better job against this press this half, too.
May goes to Ryan Mock, sideline right. He's cut off by Ryder. Bounce pass comes to Beckhusen. Beckhusen to Waterbury. Dribble driving along the right baseline. Moves to the left corner out to Magos. Now right wing to Beckhusen. Cardinals can afford to milk some time off the clock. Waterbury with the ball. Taggart setting a screen. Timeout. Coldwater, it's a full timeout with a minute 39 left. 59-53 Cardinals. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Branch County High School Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. How about a 1998 Ford F-150 V8 fiberglass top, only $49.98? Or a 2008 Ford F-250 Super Cab, $43.98? Mobilia has a 2009 Dodge 1500 Quad Cab V6 automatic priced at $69.98. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hendrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Bobilia. You can also trust Bobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Bobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Bobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard, Sturgis defeated Marshall in a boys basketball makeup game, 49-38. here at Coldwater. The Cardinals lead their cross-county rivals, the Quincy Orioles, 59-53. Coldwater ball out of the timeout. Mock trying to inbound sideline left to Taggart on the left corner. Now give it to Waterbury. Immediately fouled by Jake Ryder going for the steal. That is going to be just Jake's second. Team fouls now even at 8 apiece. That's going to send Nate and not Nick up to the free throw line.
Yeah,
we called Nick the last year or so the foul magnet, but Nate has been a little bit different. He's been forcing other players to foul him.
Well, Nate, I know, is anxious to get back to that line because he would not be satisfied with those 5 out of 11 free throws in the last game. He's about a 75% at least, and it's good to see him knock that first one down.
Cardinals lead by 7, 60-53. It's a three-possession game. Second one is down, is up. It rattles off the hoop. Logan Miller, who checked back into the Quincy lineup with his 4 fouls, had the rebound. Cook, fair for 3 from the right corner. Good! Four-point lead, 60-56 Coldwater. A minute 15 left to play in regulation. Waterbury to Mock. Back left corner, slings the ball to Beck Hughes and dribble drive. Ryan Hanley got his defenders airborne. A little traveling music, Sammy.
Yeah, that's, again, you don't really need a basket at that point. You know, you just want to work the clock.
Quincy with another chance to cut into the Coldwater lead. It's currently 4, 60-56, under a minute left in regulation. Cook for 3. Bam!
1-point game.
60-59, 50 seconds left in regulation, whistle, and timeout, Coldwater. Full timeout, 49 seconds left exactly, 60-59 Cardinals. Back in a minute, you're listening to Branch County High School Boys Basketball on WTVB.
This is Missy.
And this is Michelle.
At Rainbow Motor Sales, we make it easy to buy a car.
At Rainbow, we guarantee your credit approval, no matter what your credit looks like.
With over 50 vehicles on our lot, choose the car, truck, or SUV of your dreams, and let us put you behind the wheel.
We'll give you at least $1,000 for your trade at Rainbow, and every vehicle comes with a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty.
Rainbow Motor Sales, family-owned for 30 years, at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12, Coldwater.
Or online at Rainbow Motor Sales.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows Bar and Grill, where their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Monday's lunch specials include your choice of a delicious homemade chicken salad sandwich or the Willows Crispy Perch Filet Sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries. You don't have to eat fast food. Stop by the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater today and check out their new look.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coldwater ball coming out of the timeout. It's just a 1-point lead thanks to that clutch 3-pointer by Chase Cook, his first of the game. 60-59, here's Magos trying to move off a screen by Beck Hughes in back right corner of the front court. Taggart's clogged up. Now to Waterbury. Ryder's guarding him. Cardinals want to milk some time off the clock on the weave. It comes to Magos. Chase Cook with a reach-around foul. His first is a team ninth. Magos is going up for a 1-1.
Well, Michael is a very good shooter. So far this year, we've got him just 6 of 13, but he's a better shooter than that.
Clock has stopped. 26 and a half seconds left in regulation. Front end of this 1-1 for Magos. Is down, is up. Swish gets the bonus. Coldwater with a 2-point lead, 61-59.
Well, if he makes this one, Quincy doesn't have to have a 3. They'll come down and try and get the best shot they can.
And if it does happen to be a 3, that's gravy as Magos converts on both ends of that trip to the free throw line. No press being shown by the Cardinals. Chase Cook gets it across the timeline. Beck Hewson guarding him, and timeout is going to be called by Quincy. 17.3 seconds left, 62-59 Coldwater. Back in a minute, you're listening to Branch County High School Boys Basketball on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Trouble with your car, truck, or van starting this winter? Is it running rough or noisy? Get back on the road with Odorin's Auto Service. Odorin's is a full garage and certified mechanics to repair anything, foreign or domestic, and do it affordably. From a starter to exhaust to complete engine replacement, stick this number in your phone or wallet. 279-1851. 279-1851. They're on US 12 just east of Meijer. From the tow to getting you back on the go. Trust Odorin's Auto Service of Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
62 for the Coldwater Cardinals, 59 for the Quincy Orioles, 17.3 seconds left in regulation. Quincy ball coming out of the timeout. Nick Haberl will inbound in front of Clint Cook, Quincy scorebook keeper. It comes to Chase Cook, Clint's son, bounce pass. Fair clogged up. Here is Cook with 9 seconds, moving off the screen. Bounce pass. Fair for three. It's blocked and deflected. Rebounded by Logan Miller. Ball down on the ground. 0.4 seconds left to play, and it's going to be Coldwater ball. That's going to be it for the game.
Let's see if Quincy will try and get a foul here quickly.
Well, there's 0.4 seconds. What can you do with 0.4 seconds?
Yeah. Their only possibility would be to steal the inbounds and heave it. I'm wondering, Brian Kelly's taking the timeout. I'm wondering, Sean, if maybe they'll just heave it to the other end. That might be the safest bet.
30-second timeout called with just 0.4 seconds left in regulation. Presumably to set up just that play, take the possibility of a Quincy foul out of the equation.
Boy, outstanding game here just by both teams, certainly. Less turnovers in this second half. Both teams really played an outstanding second half, I felt.
So each team with one full timeout left for whatever it's worth. Let's see what comes out of the timeout. 0.4 seconds left. 62-59 Coldwater. Ryan Mock is looking.
What do we got here?
Well, we're going to have a foul away from the ball. Logan Miller just fouled out of the game.
Okay.
His fifth is the team 10th. Double bonus for Coldwater. Blaze Watson to the line.
Well, Sean, it's kind of been, offensively anyway, the second half's kind of been fueled by Ryan Mock and Michael Magos. Big second half.
Nobody else in a Coldwater uniform surrounding the lane as Blaze Watson takes his free throws. First of two, bounces off the back of the rim. The game is essentially over, even if Blaze makes a split.
What are we doing here? Timeout?
Brian Kelly is calling his final timeout. He thought he had another 30, but then he was told, nope, just a full timeout left. So they're going to take a full timeout, but they're not going to wind up using all of it, I think. 62-59, Coldwater with a three-point lead. Basically, a make on the back end of this trip for Blaze Watson from the free throw line, and the game's over.
Yeah, and actually, Sean, it might be more beneficial to miss it than Quincy would have to heave it 90 feet or so with 0.4 left.
Well, it has been done before.
That's right. We've seen some of those YouTube posts of some of those like it.
Oh, I'm thinking about a game that was played here about a decade ago between Coldwater and Lakeview. In that case, Coldwater came back from a 20-point deficit to tie it up. with a heave and a scoop shot at the end of regulation. Wow. Coldwater would wind up winning that game. It's the year of Corey Goward and the Cardiac Cardinals.
Corey Goward, yes, I remember that. Remember that name.
Blaze Watson's back end of this trip to the free throw line coming up. It's down, it's up. It rattles in and out. It goes out of bounds. Great job by Jake Ryder screening it out with no time coming off of the clock. And Brian Kelly is going, can we do that? Can that be done?
Coach Kelly, let him figure it out here.
Scott Rotisiler, meanwhile, is trying to get a timeout called while the two referees in front of the Coldwater bench are figuring it out.
Ryan Hadley coming over and settling down Coach Kelly.
That's a sight to see. Now, Scott Carpenter, the scoreboard operator, explaining what his...
What's
going on from his standpoint. Yeah. Chase Cook is being told to keep away from this official conversation. As it stands right now, the ball was screened out by Jake Ryder, and Quincy will get it. But will that wind up ultimately being the case?
Well, what is in question is does the clock start when the ball is rebounded or when it hits the rim? And the three officials are deciding that
I believe
right now. And they agree with our scorekeeper. Yeah, Quincy's going to have the ball out of bounds.
Now the next question, did Scott Rotisiler get a timeout called? Does not appear that way, although he's diagramming a play with his players.
Yeah. In essence, he got the timeout one way or another.
Well, essentially it's a freebie because officially he still has one timeout left.
And they apparently did grant it because they're still in the huddle.
Yeah, exciting finish potentially for your first game back behind the microphone since what, the late 70s, early 80s?
Absolutely, Sean. Yep, you're right. And couldn't have asked for a better one. Now Quincy's going to get another timeout.
Well, this was the official timeout that they will get granted to them as opposed to the unofficial timeout that they were utilizing to their benefit. 62 for the Coldwater Cardinals, 59 for the Quincy Orioles. Just to set things up, Quincy will have to throw the ball 94 feet down the court and launch a three-pointer to tie it up and send it into overtime.
Number 21, Michael Fair, has been their three-point specialist here. He's got 11 points on the night. They may be looking for him.
Well, Jake Ryder is also capable of shooting the triple, and let's not count Chase Cook out either.
Yeah, Jake Ryder hit a couple in the first half. Very true. Chase Cook nailed that big one to bring the Orioles to within a point at that time. And they come out of the huddle. Here we go.
Let's see how they set up. Chase Cook will inbound in the backcourt. Fair, Ryder, and Habrol also in the backcourt. Michael Tesh in the front court. Ball is going to be picked up by Ryder. Half-court shot for the tie. No! Buzzer sounds, game over, and Coldwater survives. Quincy, final score, 62-59. Coldwater, just their second win of the season to improve to 2-9. Quincy with just their third loss of the season. They dropped 9-3. 62-59, your final. Back with the postgame after this. You're listening to Branch County High School Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Love is the main theme of Valentine's Day, so when you and your sweetheart are looking for a place to celebrate, you obviously want a place that you can love, like Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. After all, what's not to love? With choice Black Angus daily dinner and drink specials and 24 beers on tap, including Bell's Hop Slam and Pabst Blue Ribbon. It'll be love at first bite when you celebrate Valentine's Day at Coldwater's premier steakhouse, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12. Make your Valentine's reservations today.
Hello, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. We see the unique challenges families face, especially with memory-related issues. This is why we have taken great pride in designing homes that cater to these issues related to memory loss. We have made it our goal to provide that specialized care at the most affordable rates in Michigan. Call us today for information or a tour of our facilities at Drew's Place of Coldwater. Call 278-9494.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
How low can you go? How about zero? Introducing Consumers Exclusive MasterCard Partnership. Rewards?
Yep. They beat rates, hands down.
Security?
Yes. You gotta remember it's federally insured.
Local service? You got it.
They're personable. They know your face. They know your name.
Ask us about zero balance transfers.
At Consumers Credit Union, they're always happy to see you.
Consumers Credit Union. Go, live, work, play.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson, Mike Murphy, Mike's side. Heck of a game for your broadcast comeback, huh?
Oh, boy, couldn't have asked for a better one here, Sean. The Cardinals really, really needed a W, and so I'm happy for them that they came out it. And Quincy, especially without Jimmy King, to play this hard and well, they've got to be pleased about that, too.
Yeah, you're right. That's something that we kept overlooking over the course of the game. They were playing without their leading scorer, Jimmy King. He's been out a couple of weeks, but he should be back. He'll try and practice tomorrow, and hopefully he'll be available either for their game Wednesday at Centerville or Friday at Athens. The right. Orioles fall to the Coldwater Cardinals 62-59. The Cardinals, with just their second win of the season, improving to 2-9. Quincy with their third loss of the season, dropping to 9-3. And here's how they scored for the victorious Cardinals. Luke Beckhusen with 6. Michael Magos with 13. Grant Maurer with 2. Ryan Hadley, 2. Blaze Watson, 5. Ryan Mock led all scorers tonight with 14. Logan Taggart with 11. Nate Waterbury with 9. Mock was a leading rebounder tonight with 9. So 62 once you get all that added up for Coldwater. For the Orioles, Chase Cook with 9. Jake Ryder led the way for the Orange and Black with 13. Mike Fair with 11. Logan Miller with 2. He did have six rebounds along with Jake Ryder to lead the Orioles in that statistic. Jordan Seekander with four, Michael Tesh with eight, Nick Haberl with 12. Those are the 59 that are up on the board for the Quincy Orioles. By the quarters, Quincy won the first frame 16-13, 15-15 tie in the second quarter. Coldwater came out on top in the second half, winning the third 13-11 and the fourth 21-17. Final shooting percentages. You ready for these, Mike?
Okay.
For the Orioles, they were 13 of 33 in the first half, 12 of 25 in the second half. That comes out to 25 of 58 shooting, 43.1% from the three-point line, 4 of 9, 1 of 5 in the first half, 3 of 4 in the second half, 44.4% from the free throw line, 5 of 9, 55.6%, 4 of 5 in the first half, just 1 of 4 in the second half.
Oh, wow, yeah. Kept them off the line. That was big.
For Coldwater, they were 9 of 25 in the first half. That improved to 11 of 27 in the second half. Shooting for the game, 20 out of 52, 38.5% from the three-point line. They were 3 of 12, 1 of 8 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. Free throws wound up being the difference. Coldwater in the game finished 19 of 26, 73.1%. That has to be a season high for them. 9 of 11 in the first half, 10 of 15 in the second half.
That's outstanding job, and they knocked him down, and especially Michael had a couple there late, and Nate hit one of two. Those were big.
Total rebounds, Coldwater had 37 and Quincy 36. It breaks down to 14 offensive boards for Coldwater and 33 defensive, 13 and 23 offensive and defensive respectively for Quincy. Turnovers, 17 apiece. Off of those turnovers, Coldwater with a 19-13 edge scoring. So if you do the math, consider that in the first half, Coldwater had 12 turnovers and Quincy 8. Quincy wound up with 9 second-half turnovers and Coldwater just 5. So that was a key, too.
It was. I think they picked up their defensive intensity in the second half, and they did a better job against the press. And they got their second W of the year, and much needed for the Cardinals.
Now they get ready, perhaps, for a trip up to Galesburg Augusta High School tomorrow. All this is weather permitting because of the winter storm watch, which will be in effect from 1 tomorrow afternoon until 1 Wednesday afternoon. The timing of the weather coming in is going to be the key factor here.
Yeah, we'll be watching for that tomorrow. Coach Kelly is making his way over here, so we'll get his impressions of the game. And we might even be able to get Coach Rotisiler, too, here. We'll see what happens.
I'm hoping for an interview with Coach Rotisiler. A very valiant effort tonight, for the Quincy Orioles, playing without Jimmy King. But in just a second, we'll check in with the victorious head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, Brian Kelly, as we hand him the headsets. He gets them strapped on. He realizes that the test subject that wore the headsets last had a very small head. Congratulations, Coach. A well-earned, well-deserved victory here tonight.
Both teams, I thought, played extremely hard. Again, just like Friday night, we just got a couple good bounces there at the end and a couple good breaks. And, this time it worked out for us, and unfortunately not for them. Because I thought their kids played extremely hard right from the beginning, and really set us, kind of gave us a punch in the nose right there in the first quarter or so. Because they came out and really played, I was really impressed with Quincy. They played extremely hard that first quarter.
They, coach, your team had just 5 turnovers in the second half, and they seemed to turn up the defensive intensity a little too.
Well, for whatever reason, I'd have to watch film because it's tough to see, but we couldn't get back on defensive in our defensive transition. We were just giving them a ton of points in that first half, and that's to their credit. I mean, they pushed the ball and attacked us, and we couldn't stop them. So we kind of made a decision at halftime that we were just going to focus in and play half-court defense and, suck it up and get up in their grill in a little bit and see if we could stop them. And, you know, luckily we got a few stops there, especially in the fourth quarter. And, you know, we had some kids step up, make some big free throws, Michael Magos, that was huge, the two threes he hit there in the fourth quarter. I mean, that was just put, because they come right back and, what, get six straight points. If he doesn't make those, we're behind.
Yeah. Michael Magos and Ryan Mock really fueled that offense in the second half.
Yeah, they both did. I thought they both played extremely well. Logan Taggart's just been a Mr. Consistent for us all year. He plays hard. He got double points again. I'm not sure if he had double-double tonight, but
he was awfully close.
Yeah. He just is been our rock all year, but we're getting different kids stepping up lately, and, you know, that makes it nice because, it's just one of these days maybe we'll get them all to step up the same night, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, it's also nice lately to see some of the younger kids really stepping up now, you know, when we're halfway through the season. So it was a good win for us. We needed a win. I don't care if it was by three or one at the buzzer, or we've just been struggling. We needed a win, and, we beat a very good Quincy team tonight.
Oh, weather permitting, tomorrow the road trip to Galesburg, Augusta, and I know you had Coach Murphy shoot some scouting footage from their game against Penfield on Friday night. So quick impressions of the Rams?
They're athletic. They're big. They're quick. And they're aggressive. So, I mean, we should be able to match up with them in some aspects, but, you know, we'll have to bring our A game to compete, because they're going to be a strong team. But you know what? That's an old cliche in this league, because we have to do it every night or, you know, we come up short. So it's just another, as far as I'm concerned right now, it's just another one on one of those games that we got to come play.
Ryan Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals. We'll see you either tomorrow up at Galesburg Augusta or Friday up at Sturgis. It all depends on what this storm system does on Tuesday.
Well, I'm hoping they let us go play because, we can't afford to get too many more canceled out between now and the next 2 weeks. We don't have any place to put them.
Running out of makeup dates.
Yeah. True that.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Bye.
Ryan Kelly joining us on our post-game show. It is Coldwater with a 62-59 win over the Quincy Orioles before we take our one last break and hopefully get to round up Quincy head coach Scott Rhodesiler for his comments. A quick look back at the underclassmen games that were played here tonight. Go ahead and put your headset back on, Mike. We're not quite
sure.
We're not quite into a commercial yet. Just wanted to mention that the Cardinal JVs beat Quincy earlier tonight. It was just a one-point margin of victory, 52-51. 25 points from Colin Warner, 7 from Brendan Spangler. Meanwhile, for Quincy, Nate Carney with 24 and Quinn Eifred with 10. The Coldwater freshmen with a 51-33 win against Penfield earlier tonight. Since Quincy does not have a freshman team, we brought in the Penfield Panthers here to the Coldwater High School gym tonight, and Coldwater with an 18-point win. Lots of balanced scoring. Eric Roberts, Zach Murphy, 9 points apiece. Austin Butler with 6. Eric Bach with 5. Benny Baroni with 5. A couple from Caleb Latond. Again, 5 from Colin Torrey. And just a good game overall for the Coldwater freshmen.
Our freshmen are coming along well. They we're really pointing to our tournament, too, in a few weeks that we host here.
We'll go ahead and take this one last break, including a word from McDonald's in Branch County. We'll have our McDonald's players of the game, and hopefully Scott Rhodesiler joining us, Mike's side. You're listening to Branch County High School Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Trouble with your car, truck, or van starting this winter? Is it running rough or noisy? Get back on the road with Odorin's Auto Service. Odorin's is a full garage and certified mechanics to repair anything, foreign or domestic, and do it affordably. From a starter to exhaust to complete engine replacement, stick this number in your phone or wallet. 279-1851. 279-1851. They're on U.S. 12 just east of Meijer. From the tow to getting you back on the go, trust Odrin's Auto Service of Coldwater.
Hi, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. During our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. That's why we've taken great pride in designing and staffing our homes to ensure the best service and care possible for you and your family. Our spacious apartments encourage residents the opportunity to bring more of their own personal furnishings to help make the transition easier. Call today for information or a tour at our facilities at 278-9494. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living care and services.
Julie's, Julie's, fine jewelry says yes.
For over 45 years, Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater has kept customers coming back with great quality jewelry, the lowest prices, and a repair department that's second to none. With an expert sales staff just waiting to help you purchase that perfect gift, Culey's is the place to go. Engagement rings are waiting for your approval. Come see their selection of carat diamonds and either princess or brilliant cut round stones. Watches need a new home. Diamond earrings and pendants are all calling your name. Plus, it's not too early to start thinking about that special Valentine's Day gift. With free layaway and gift wrapping, shop where shopping is fun. Culey's Jewelry. Culey's Jewelry, located in downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Culey's.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
What does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA.
Glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory. Prices and participation may vary.
You pick up your dry cleaning and discover they've burned several holes in your favorite white blouse. It now looks more like a burnt piece of toast or a tattered smock worn by a modern artist. You are not happy. But then you remember the latest amazing creation from McCafe. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. The taste of a luscious chocolate-covered strawberry is enough to brighten any day. Even this one. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Another way to love McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
With our McDonald's players of the game, players plural, of course, because whenever county teams do battle against each other, we like to recognize an outstanding player from both the Coldwater Cardinals and, in this case, the Quincy Orioles, who fell to Coldwater 62-59. Let's start off with the Quincy player of the game.
Jake Ryder, we thought, with his 13 points and was it six rebounds?
Six rebounds and a steal, too.
Yeah, he was awful good. And it's a tough decision because Quincy is very balanced.
We had Nick Haberl with 12 and Mike Fair with 11.
Yes. Michael Tesh with 8, and he's their leading rebounder. Chase Cook chipped in 9. So, they were a very formidable group.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the aisle for the Coldwater Cardinals, this was a tougher-than-normal decision to make tonight. I thought Michael Magos, the way he lit it up, he was clutch from the three-point line there near the end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, like Coach Kelly said, he hit those two big threes at the end and then two free throws. Michael came through big when they needed it. And Ryan Mock, we're going to give it to Michael. Ryan Mock, who has been our player of the week, player of the game a few times earlier, 14 points, 9 rebounds, and Ryan just did an outstanding job tonight.
Well, here's a stat that I didn't bring up earlier. Michael Magos had 6 rebounds tonight and 3 turnovers, so a positive assist-to-turnover ratio. 6 assists to go along with his 13 points. He also had 3 rebounds. Michael Magos from Coldwater and Jake Ryder from Quincy are McDonald's players of the game.
I have a feeling that we may not be able to get a conversation with Scott Rotisiler. This was kind of a tough loss for them.
Actually, I see him out in the hallway now. He may be making his way here, Sean.
I did actually prompt Clint Cook, one of the assistants coaches on the team, to send Coach Rotisiler our way. I'd like to have a few words with him. Of course, we mentioned Coldwater's schedule, Galesburg Augusta on Tuesday, Sturgis Friday. Quincy, they play at Centerville on Wednesday, and they play at Athens on Friday to get back into Big 8 conference play. Scott Rotisiler, head coach of the Quincy Orioles, joining us on our post-game show. Even though the Orioles lost by three, they a mighty impressive-looking team.
Well, thanks. You know, it was a tough loss, but I knew that Coldwater was going to be hungry for a win, and you know, I know they lost a tough one in overtime on Friday. So, you know, that's one of those things where they just seem to be about half a step quicker to loose balls, maybe a little bit more than we were tonight. Played a little bit more energy. We seemed a little sluggish at times. At times we play with energy, but too many lulls, I guess.
The first half there, Coach, in particular, boy, you guys were beating the Cardinals down the floor, got some layups. You looked very quick there in the early going.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I thought we hit the fast break lanes pretty hard and got some, you know, not easy baskets, but easier than the baskets in the second half. And that's, you know, part of our game. And I don't know, it seemed like we didn't get quite as many easy looks second half, maybe an adjustment by Coldwater.
Mm-hmm. To play that competitively, you got a really nice balanced team. You get scoring from different areas. And then without Jimmy King, your floor leader, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, thanks. It was, I tried to tell the team, you know, when you're playing without, he's our top scorer, top assist guy, top leader in steals, best, you know, one of the best ball handlers on the team. Everybody's role changes a little bit. And then when you're only two games into that, it makes it pretty tough for everybody to adjust on the fly with not very many practices and things. And that's no excuse because, I mean, our guys stepped up and did a nice job filling in. We won last Friday without him against a good Springport team and right in it, right down to the last possession tonight. So I give our guys a lot of credit. You know, they filled in, stepped up when we needed them to.
Yeah, Jake Ryder with 13, Nick Cabral 12, Mike Fair with 11, Chase Cook 9, Mike Tesh with 8. He also had 4 rebounds. Nick Cabral had 5 boards, Ryder with 6. So
yeah.
Nice balance up and down, you know, the roster, even without your floor leader, Jimmy King.
Yeah, I mean, that's been our kind of our mantra all season is we don't have a one go-to guy. We have multiple guys that can do damage, and that's the beauty of it with a good team is you can't focus on one guy, and that's something I'm pleased with, you know.
Really, that was your MO last year, too, when you got hot near the end of the season.
Yeah, I was telling those guys in there that, you know, we have, I think, 8 games left in 3 weeks, and we got a lot of ball to play, and then the districts, obviously, after that. But I said, you know, I compared last year. I said, I think we won, I want to say, 5 out of our last 7 games, maybe, at the end of the season. You know, 3 out of our 4 last regular season games, 2 out of 3 in districts, made it to the district finals with a young team, and you know, lost to a good Schoolcraft team by 9. So mm-hmm. I was trying to get a point across that, you know, we still have a lot to play for. We're still one game out of first place in the Big 8. We got everything in front of us, a 9-3 season. This is just kind of a bump in the road tonight.
Yeah. When do you have that rematch with Homer?
On February 21st, I've got that pulled up, actually.
Okay. Yep, okay. A couple weeks from now. I think we got like 4 or 5 more, maybe 4 more games till we play him.
Well, it starts with a game at Centerville on Wednesday and then back into Big 8 Conference play at Athens on Friday. So 3 games this week. Are there any other makeups in your schedule at this point?
We have an Athens makeup February 19th. That's from one of those days that we bad weather. So
Yep. I do see that. So we've got Concord, Jonesville, another game against Athens, and then the big rematch at Homer. It's the 18th game of the season on the 21st, and then at Union City, and then actually hosting home. Union City and hosting Concord to wrap up the regular season. So it doesn't get any easier for your guys.
No, I mean every game's a challenge. It's you know, tough conference, tough non-conference games. It's you know, we scheduled tough. I thought this year we played Stockbridge, who's Class B, they were shooting the lights out, beat us by 10. And then we played Napoleon and beat them. They're Class B. And then obviously tonight playing a bigger school. I mean, we're playing tough teams night in, night out. Centerville's much improved over last year.
That's great.
You know, I enjoy the challenges, and I think our guys do too.
Where's your district at?
It's at Bronson.
Okay.
Well, Scott Rotisiler, head coach of the Quincy Orioles, hopefully we'll see you at some point during March Magic.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
If not earlier.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I look forward to it. That's a fun time of year.
Scott Rotisiler, the head coach of the Quincy Orioles, joining us on our post-game show. Final score from here at Coldwater High School once again tonight. The Cardinals beating the Quincy Orioles 62-59. As Coach Rotisiler mentioned, they play at Centerville on Wednesday. The Cardinals play tomorrow night at Galesburg Augusta. Again, we have to throw out that caveat, weather permitting, Mike.
Yes, yes. We'll see what the staff meteorologist has to say about that.
Well, the decision, my understanding is if a decision is going to be made, the latest that they'll make it either here or at Galesburg Augusta would be about 1 this afternoon. And that's tomorrow afternoon, rather, and that would be at the same time as Coldwater's boys travel up to Galesburg Augusta. The Ram girls team comes down here to Coldwater High School.
Yeah, and I believe they're talking the weather to kind of track a little to our south. Is the heavier portion, and I guess we'll just have to see how that works out. But.
Well, if we're playing basketball up at Galesburg Augusta tomorrow, Quinn Berry will join me, Mike's side, beginning at 7 tomorrow night. Hopefully you can join us there. Well, you want to do this again sometime, Mike?
Absolutely, absolutely, Sean.
It's a pleasure having you on board. Your insights were most appreciated tonight.
Well, thank you. It was good to work with you, and nice to get back, and especially a win for the Cardinals. That was even better.
That's just the icing on the cake for you, right?
You betcha. You betcha.
For Sean Delaney back at the WTVB studios, for my broadcast partner tonight, Mike Murphy, Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Cardinals. They get a 62-59 win in a cross-county boys basketball battle against the Quincy Orioles. Until tomorrow night or Friday, good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Cobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Hewley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
Voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.